The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. This is our 3 millionth edition. We've just exploded through a banner. It's been extraordinary. I've held kids up through a banner, and I've had
to they weren't them. Yours.
No, they weren't. They were on. I got them on Gumtree. So, and we've just had the trainers had to come out. We've had to hand the kids over, and now we're doing our warm up. So, we're into it. The 9 and 4 pussies. Good, got a nice ring to it, Kingy, hasn't it?
Yeah, 9 and 4, absolutely.
So they're purring along okay. They did what they had to last week. Wasn't the greatest game. West Coast played quite well, I thought. They had a few players back, and they might cause a few problems for some teams in the back half of the year over there.
Yep.
But the Cats were good enough to win, and I don't think you ever thought they were going to get rolled.
Nervous in the third quarter.
No, I thought they had them covered, Kingy.
Okay.
So it was a good
all-round. I like your confidence.
Yeah, it was a good all-round.
But they were never, see, when we went through the panel, I think everybody had them outside myself. I had John winning by the best part of 5 goals, but everybody had them winning by 10, 15 goals.
And, no, well, I and was Matt swayed by the pendulum.
And Matt Kershaw brought his pendulum. That's not a euphemism.
I'm not sure how he was going to be able to leave it at home.
But so for those who don't know, who didn't listen to the call on the weekend, Matt Kershaw does our GFL broadcast. Now, Neildy wasn't available, so we promoted out of the GFL.
He
came in off the pine.
He was superb.
And he was really impressive. But he has a thing in the GFL called the pendulum, where he actually, there's some numbers he puts together to get the final, what he thinks the final margin of the game will be in terms of being in front of one team. And it's pretty successful at GFL level. He's not too far off the mark. So he thought he'd bring it in at AFL level. Well, it failed miserably. He had it at 75 points.
75.8 points, I think, the margin the Cats winning by.
Yeah, and they only won by 18.
Yeah.
So he was only a lazy 58 points.
I think the difference between the local Kingy and the AFL is that there's probably a pretty big disparity in the talent level of some teams. Mm-hmm. So you can accurately predict.
Yep.
One team could be half strength and still beat a lower team. AFL,
yeah, a bit different.
You've really got to be on your mettle. You can get beaten by anyone. Yeah. So that was good. Good by the Cats. Oh, no injuries?
No injuries.
Your injury update, man?
No injuries. And all the guys that came back through the VFL got through successfully. So that's Henry, Radigalia, Higgins. Henry, Radigalia and Holmes. Higgins, now, we found out today that Higgins, we're recording this on Wednesday around lunchtime. We found out today that Higgins actually travelled more as an assistant coach rather than, he was right to play if he needed, but because the Cats were lacking Nigel Lapp and Shannon Burns from their travelling party, Higgins, that was part of the reason they took Higgins. He'll play VFL this week. They've got to make a Dangerfield will play AFL, and then they've got to make a call on Henry Holmes and Radigalia. Whether they play AFL or VFL this week.
Radigalia would be zero to next to no chance.
Yeah, I would have thought. But Henry and Holmes would both be in the wheelhouse.
I don't think they'd want to bring in Holmes, Henry, Dangerfield.
Rowan.
I don't think they're going to do that. No. I'd be giving Henry another week in the Scoobs.
Bring Holmes, though? I think they need...
I'd be leaving Holmes in the Scoobs. Not if you're bringing back Dangerfield.
Okay. Do you need Holmes back, though, for his speed?
No. Okay. Well, it hasn't hurt them recently, has it?
No, but Richmond are a bit quicker than
some. Oh, I don't know if Richmond are that quick. Although they get Martin back, but Presti is a ball winner, but he's...
But on the outside. On the outside, they...
Well, who have they got? I mean, Shea Bolton, he sort of plays up forward, though. He doesn't really play in... He goes up into the midfield, but Liam Baker doesn't really play in the midfield. They've got some players who are quick at either end. Their midfield is pretty one-paced. Cochin.
Cochin won't be there.
What's wrong with him?
No, he's out injured.
Well, he's out, so I don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
The meatball Prestia is a very good player, but he's not quick. Martin's just Martin. He's not quick, but he's very good.
He's explosive.
Yeah, but he's not. You're not sort of. He doesn't generally run 40 metres and have 3 bounces. So, who else do they have? Well, Cochin's out. You mentioned there. Yep. They throw
Marlon Pickett.
Yeah, he's more of a wingman. McIntosh more of a wingman. I don't know that they do have great. They've got Bolton, who's quick. Edwards is not going that well.
No, he's not having a great year.
No, he's not. So I don't know that you need... And I just wonder about, given the Cats have been really good with the current setup that they've had, I'd be loath to make... with you, those blokes probably in the side, but not all in the 1 week.
So Dangerfield and Rowan?
Yeah, I think they come back for sure.
Yeah.
Henry's an interesting one. He's definitely in their best team. Do you just give him one more week?
He's runner-up in your best and fairest last year.
He probably has one more week.
Yep.
Because he's not a natural player. He's a needs game time player week after week.
But is he better off getting that game time at AFL level?
Well, I don't know. I think he's one you just maybe err on the side of caution, give him another week in the VFL, and I'd certainly give Holmes another week in the VFL.
So Chris Scott did say, as he was keen to raise this.
Was he coy?
No, he wasn't coy, but he was keen to raise. He said that, as I've said before, that the team we pick week to week isn't a referendum on what our best 22 is. And that were his words. Yeah. And that's right. It, you know, what Geelong's team that runs out in terms of what they've got available today, you know, that same 38 blokes could be available in 6 weeks and it could be a completely different looking team.
Do you think Short Higgins gets another game at senior level? Or do you think he retires?
Well, he won't retire before the season's out. Yeah, I think he plays again.
Okay. Yep. There you go.
I think he plays again.
Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I don't know where he plays. What position? Whose position does he take?
Well, it comes down to what they manage. So back half of the year,
so he might get a game if they rest a couple.
In a qualifying final,
he's not playing.
I don't think he's playing.
No,
but he'll play again this year.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's potential. Yeah,
yeah.
If it goes another 4 or 5 weeks and he's not getting a game, doesn't look like getting a game, he'll pull the pin.
Do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I reckon they might just come to a. I think that's a chance.
Oh, he'll play the year out.
Oh, probably. If they're playing finals
and six blokes go down with COVID.
Yeah, well, true. COVID's always the spectre over your shoulder, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if, you know, preliminary final week.
Someone might go absolutely Rhett Bazzo too.
So that's our new saying. So Ken Bruce is no longer with us in terms of a saying. So Ben, you say I'm going. Well, actually, I think Mytho started, didn't he?
What's that?
When the Ken Bruce when he called the Chappie goal in 2009. I've gone absolutely Ken Bruce.
Well, Ken Bruce started himself. That's what he's at. Ken Bruce got mad. Ken Bruce
has
gone mad.
Ken Bruce has gone completely mad.
His sister Madonna took over, and then his Scottish cousin took over.
Right,
it was extraordinary.
Was it in less PC times when his Scottish cousin took over? I'm guessing it was Ken actually being...
It was Ken dressed as his Scottish cousin. Yeah. And when his sister Madonna took over, it was Ken dressed
in drag. Yes, but yeah, when you get excited or go to the top, you are absolutely rip. But he's going to be a good player, actually. I like the cut of his jib.
Oh, I didn't see enough of his jib to know how it was cut. But
talking about...
Just like saying Rhett Bazzo.
Yeah. Or you're going to look forward to saying Josh Gibkiss.
Yeah, Gibkiss. Well, yeah, no, it's not as good as Rhett Bazzo because he's gone completely Rhett Bazzo. Anyway, it was good from the Cats. This week's a ripper of a game.
Mm.
Richmond are similar to the Cats, some real experience at the top end. A couple of sort of younger players like Gibkiss. That Ralph Smith goes okay.
Hugo.
And obviously Bolter out hurts, Cochin out hurts. But yeah, they're a similar sort of demographic to the Cats in that they've probably
aging superstars and some talented youngsters.
And I think that they're probably thinking maybe they got one more crack.
Mm.
I mean, the talk that Martin's not going to be there next year seems to be growing legs.
Yep.
Guys like Cochin, do they go on?
Edwards.
Rewalt, Edwards. So Geelong's very similar with some of their players as well. So also a chance to get two games clear of the Tigers if they were to win.
Yeah, and consolidate in the top four. And depending on other results, Cats could actually sit. So because Melbourne play Brisbane.
That'll be a cracker.
Carlton play Fremantle.
Get your popcorn out for that. Yeah.
Well, it's a week. The weekend.
Can't play Freo again.
Can't play
over here.
Over here. So the top eight actually play each other.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep. Ooh.
You're right over there having conniption.
Got a bit Rhett Bazzo.
And you've got a bit Rhett Bazzo. The so the Cats could climb to third with a win and open up a little bit of a gap on teams in the bottom half of the eight and knowing that they've got five of their last eight here very much opens the door
looking
for a top
forward
four.
To Deconing on Lynch.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that. Collard Jasny goes straight to Rewalt.
Yep.
Has played well on him before. In fact, when they got beaten in a final, I reckon he kept him to a goal.
Who goes
which
to...
He, kicked, he only kicked it when the game was all over, Rewalt.
Who goes to Bolton?
Bolton, that's an interesting one. I'd probably be looking at...
Buse?
A Buse.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd go with Buse. He's very dangerous, Bolton.
He is. Remember he stood on, I think, Mark Blitzarv's head.
Yeah, he did. Took a screamer.
Mm. At the Ponsford stand-in.
I'd definitely be looking for Buse. He's probably got the burst to match him. I don't know if, and I don't know if you want to be, Stewart has the burst as well, but I don't know if you want him running around on a dangerous player like, you want to manufacture Stewart on their worst forward.
Yep.
So that he can be an attacking player, yep, is what they'd probably try and do, I would have thought. Mm. So, yeah, Buse is a good matchup. At the other end, some good matchups. Tarrant will go to Hawkins.
Don't know whether Tarrant will be right.
If he's not right, that hurts. If they've got Bolter, Tarrant out, that's a big win for the Cats.
Let me just bring up...
And the other one will be... The other ripping matchup will be Grimes on Cameron. That will be, like, just get your 7 bags of popcorn kernels out and just launch them into your 200-watt microwave and get on your couch, turn K-Rock on, and watch Grimes v. Cameron, because that will he is on fire, Grimes. He was enormous last week on Kerno. Absolutely. I know Kerno kicked 2 goals, but they were the only 2 kicks he had for the game.
Bolter, hamstring, 2 to 4 weeks. Yeah. Koch and clavicle, 1 to 3. Tarrant, Tarrant was a test with a hand issue.
Oh, the old testy. Yeah. Having a testy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You don't want a testy.
Yeah. So, yeah, touch and go. Had minor hand surgery at the start of the week.
Oh.
So...
Do you think he's ambidextrous?
I'm not sure.
Do you think
Benny?
He might be able to, like, you know, just launch onto the other side if required?
I would sure. He's very proficient spoiling with both.
He is too. Benny. Mick Schilt sort of style.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that if he wasn't playing,
he's got a very small injury list. Richmond, Bolter, Colchin, Martin's back, Tarrant, and if he plays it, they've actually only got 2 blokes they can't pick from on their entire list.
Well, there you go. So we're going to beat them on their merits.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's some really good matchups in this game. You know, Atkins in the midfield for the Cats, I think he's been really, really good. Guthrie's played well last week. He sort of had a little lull, I think, Guthrie, but he's been good the last
month.
3 to 4, yeah, he's been really good. So just really concerned about upsetting the apple cart with too many new players in.
All right, so just Dangerfield and Rowan?
That would be my... that probably won't happen, but that's what I would do. I'd give Holmes and Henry another...
Would you play Rowan as the sub?
No.
Okay, just play
him. I'd play him and then you look to get him off and put the sub on.
Yep.
If he's... Just manufacture... No, we just manufacture injury. Like,
but I don't know whether I want to do that, because if they don't have to, because whoever plays as a sub and doesn't come onto the ground can front up Sunday and play VFL.
Well, if they only play half a quarter, they can play anyway, can't they?
Yeah, I think there's a certain... Yeah, well, like, I think they play Rowan the whole game.
You'd have to think Rowan's a bit susceptible at running out a whole game. Mm. So why don't you just do what Port Adelaide do and make the change halfway through the... late in the third, because then whoever comes off always plays the following week. There's clearly nothing wrong with them.
Yep.
I'd be doing that. Come off, just send the runner out and say, Gaz, just grab your hammy like it's gone, and then come off, we'll swap you over, and then after the game we'll just say it was cramp.
Yep.
There you go.
You are a dead set genius.
All sorted.
You are a genius, Benny.
So who would, the sub... I tell you what, you wouldn't want to have Colin Chesney as your sub.
Mm.
So they need to have a player who can have a little bit of an impact if required. So I don't know who that would be. But Dalhouse and Myers stay in, or one of them the sub?
I think one of those will probably make way
out
for Rowan.
Dalhouse out?
Yep. Who goes out for Dangerfield?
Yeah, well, that's a good... Bob Stevens.
Does he become the sub?
Well, you could.
Is he better off going back to the VFL and getting...
I would have thought he'd
going,
be better
going
off.
Getting 25 times in the VFL.
I would have thought he'd learn more doing that. He's been good. How many games would he have played now, Kingy?
Stevens.
Yeah.
It's six.
I mean, I don't particularly like the idea of sending him out and putting Dangerfield in, not because I just think it'd be great to get some more games into him, but the reality is now we're getting to the pointy end of the season. You know, this is a big game, and, you know, Dangerfield's clearly at this stage a much better player than Stevens, who struggled last week. I thought he's shown bits, but he's overall struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
But and then again, someone will say, "Well, why don't you leave him in because you learn more in playing in the AFL?" Well, I agree with that, but you can't leave everyone in, and he's the obvious one
and
to come out.
Send him back to the VFL against an AFL listed, team,
who
will have a probably solid midfield.
Yeah.
Let him go back there. And
let's put it this way: I wouldn't put Holmes in and take him out.
Yep,
I'd leave. If Stevens. Holmes and Stevens out,
yep,
being Dangerfield in, that's fine. But I wouldn't be swapping Stevens for Holmes. Yep. I think you try and get as many games into him as you can.
All right. A couple of other injury updates for you. John Segler is about 2 to 3 weeks away with that broken foot.
Yeah, don't worry about it. He won't be playing.
Don't you think?
In the seniors, he might make a difference in the VFL.
They won't try him,
not unless his injuries. No.
But you just got to have him up and going though.
Well, you have him up and going
because
in case.
Remember 3 weeks ago. There was no Stanley. There was no Segler. They were talking about Toby Conway playing off about one VFL game. So you might want to get Segler up and running just in case.
Have him up and running, but if he's playing, we're in sort of the old Barney rubble.
Yep. And Sam Simpson, they hope, will play within a month. He's doing managed contact training, and hopefully we will see him sometime in July. You are an idiot.
No, I have.
Now, you wanted to ask questions.
Yeah, so what we do, what I thought I'd do.
Five King, questions.
Have you done any?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I thought, because we get a few questions, and I thought we tend to sort of, you know, talk about the same players and, you know, it can get a little bit sort of...
repetitive?
I think at times. Yep. So what I've done is we've got some
questions. Coming off our biggest episode of the year. Last week. Yeah.
Was it monstrous?
Yeah, it was actually.
How big? Was it as big as that fourth episode of Gilligan Island when the professor made a radio out of coconuts?
Was that the fourth episode?
But
was
he couldn't
it?
Fix
I thought that
leaky
was the
boat.
Fifth.
No, I think that was the... And then did you ever see the episode where Gilligan ended up in he got lost? He went on the gas with the skipper.
No.
And he was trundling home through the forest on the island.
Yeah.
And he ended up in Mary Ann's dorm. Did you ever see that episode?
No, I don't think that one exists.
No, it did. It was quite extraordinary. It hit the cutting room floor.
Yeah, as a lot of this does.
What?
As a lot of this does. All right, five questions. Who's asking five first?
Well, I'll ask mine first, right?
All right, okay.
Okay. Does Sam Simpson make it back and take the role of Myers and Dalhouse at some point this year?
No.
Is a Sava Radicalea now surplus to requirements at senior level?
No.
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Only because...
But you're asking the question
that's
of
true.
Me.
Okay. Which younger type player would you consider trading at year's end?
Shannon Neal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who makes way for... We're very supposed to. Who makes way for Jack Henry if he used to come back?
Jake Collegeasney.
Oh, no way. Not with Rewalt. That's his perfect matchup. Same size, perfect dimensions.
You ask me.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that's wrong. I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Can Tom Hawkins become Geelong's all-time games record holder?
No, he's too far behind Selwood.
30 games.
Yep.
You don't reckon he could play for another year on top, another year, 2 years on top of Selwood?
No.
Okay. I reckon he
could. Because Selwood plays on next year.
You reckon?
Yep.
You said he was gone.
Yeah, I did, but I've changed my mind in the
Why
last
is that?
Month.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't spoken to
have
him.
Have you conversed with him? Have you had a seance?
The Ouija board.
Have you had a seance?
No, I haven't had a seance.
Do you know what, Kingy? I this is not a seance, sort of. It made me think sort of seance areas.
Mm.
I saw a board game, okay. I was perusing a shop.
Mm. Talking about games, my daughter got sent a game from, well, actually, it wasn't from America. It was through Amazon, but we have friends in America.
Mm.
So, you know Cards Against Humanity?
No.
It's a card game where it's wrong.
Is it like Snap?
No. It's all types of wrong. But there's a kids' version called Kids Against Maturity. Well, it's right in your wheelhouse. I need to buy you a copy.
Is it very good?
Yeah. Well, it's right up your childish innuendo-style humour. It's actually... My 11-year-old daughter's actually probably learning stuff that she shouldn't be learning at age 11.
What do you mean childish innuendo stuff?
Oh, like just, you know, toilet humour.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's why I said it's an underrated
part of society.
That's why I said it was
it's
up.
It's not gone to enough.
That's why I said it was up your alley.
Anyway, I found a board game, okay?
A board game, yes.
And, you know, it's...
There's a fine line between board game and board game.
No, a board game, a B-O-A-R-D.
Right.
Board game. And it's Cheech and Chongopoly.
Is it really?
Yes. So
is East LA on the board?
No, and just some of the houses.
Yep.
Some of the is one's called the Potluck Farm. One's called the Nice Cream Munchies. One's called Go to the Joint with Sergeant Stadenko.
Right.
One's called the Hempire Dispensary.
Yeah.
And my personal favourite, Kingy, my personal favourite is the Greatest Hit Bongs. It's quite extraordinary.
Right.
So Cheech and Chong Monopoly was in a second-hand shop, and it's an actual
I'm sure Monopoly would have been wrapped with that.
So if you've got nothing to do, just Google Cheech and Chongopoly.
And if you've never seen
the movie Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, do yourself a favour.
So can I go back to one of my answers? You asked about which player you would trade.
Yep.
Is this in terms of getting the best value? I think you could get good value for Shannon Neal if the Eagles or Fremantle wanted him.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about trading someone who you think A, is expendable, or B, they can get a deal that's way over the odds.
Yep, Shannon Neal.
Okay. That leaves you, I mean, Cameron and Hawkins are... Well, Hawkins is 33.
And you think he's playing for another 2 years?
No, I think, I think he can play for another 2 years.
So is Shannon Neal willing to wait another 2 years to play in that forward line?
Well, could he play in the ruck? He's big enough to.
But is he a ruckman?
Well, I don't know. I've got no idea. But he's built like he's sort of like the old muscle in the seafood buffet type style. He's a big boy.
Am I asking you questions?
No, well, yes, but I just want to go back to that because I just wonder. I was thinking if you're trading someone, I think you need to be able to cover that person.
Mm.
So next year, Cameron and Hawkins are both going to be in their 30s.
Yep.
So they don't have a lot left.
Cameron's only in the second year of a 5-year deal. You say that Hawkins is playing another 2 years, so he's got two. Cameron's got at least three.
Yeah, Radaglia's gone then. Unless they make him a defender.
Yeah. Well.
So I just, I don't know. It's an interesting one, but, you know, I think one of those younger type players.
We should get Andrew Mackie on and see if we can pick his brain.
Good luck with that. Mackie be in the gym.
Which one?
Pumping iron.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He'll be pumping iron. All right, so have you got any questions for me?
Yes.
What are they?
Is Tyson Stengel the All-Australian forward pocket?
No.
Who is then?
Oh, you don't ask me that off the top of my head. Who is the All-Australian definitive best 22?
Hmm.
I think he might be in the squad. I don't think he's in the team. I'd have to have a look at it. I just don't think... I think he's half a rung off. But not to say...
He's averaging 2 goals a game in Starvation Corner.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Pretty good. I'm just trying to run through... would he get a game above Zach Bailey?
Yep.
Who plays more in the midfield? How many goals he kicked?
Yeah, I'm just going to the column now right now.
I'd say I'm just trying to think through who else might be.
Okay, so here's your leading goal kickers for the year. Kurnow's on 40, key forward. Cameron's 39. So he'd be in a forward pocket, Cameron, because you'd put Hawkins at full forward. Norton, Kurnow at centre-half forward. Norton on 35, Max King 35, Tom Lynch 34. Charlie Cameron would take a forward pocket, 31.
Yep.
Wright 29, Fritch 29, Franklin 29, Marshall McKay, Lewis. Bailey's on 27. Arbiel Charles kicked 27 goals.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's been a great pickup. And then
Bailey's probably ahead of...
Well, he's one goal ahead of...
Yeah, I think he's a bit ahead. He can do a little bit more than...
If there was an four-man emergency list, would Tyson Stengel probably be in that?
I think he'd be in the conversation at least. Right. But I just think he's half a rung off. I think to get to All-Australian, you have to have had a little bit of what the Geelong Footy Club like to refer to as a body of work. Mm. And he's...
Cam Guthrie hadn't had a body of work before he went into the team in 2020.
Yeah, but he'd been around for a while.
Yeah, but he didn't have a body of work.
Well, he did because he'd been around for a while.
But not an All-Australian body of work.
No, but anyway, let's hope the kid does. I just reckon he's a length off him at the minute.
Does Geelong finish top four?
Yes.
Does Geelong get beyond a preliminary final?
No.
Is that where they go out?
I'd say.
Yep.
If I was having a nibble, that's what I'd be nibbling on.
Yep.
Particularly if they have to travel to Perth or Brisbane or...
I reckon the Dockers fall out of the top four.
Oh, I don't reckon they do.
I reckon your top four is Melbourne, Brisbane, Geelong, Carlton.
I reckon you're underrating Fremantle.
I'm not underrating them.
I think they're very...
Carlton and Fremantle, if they come over here and beat the Blues...
I think they will.
They finish top four. I don't think they beat the Blues on Saturday.
Blues got anyone back? They got half the team out.
I think they get Wietering back.
Already?
Yeah.
6 weeks?
I think he's not too far away.
Jeez, he wouldn't be back this week. They must have drizzled Leward's water on his shoulder.
No, it still says he's at 3 weeks.
Yeah, he had 6 weeks. He'd be lucky to be back for the game when they play the Cats. That's about the week he'd be ready.
Yep.
I
thought he was back this week. No. They do have a few out.
Heaps. McGovern?
But what's he...
Chera?
What has McGovern done since he's been cut?
Well, he's been injured, but he can play. He play in a good team.
Yeah.
Good luck. Chera's out.
Yep.
Wietering's out.
Yep.
There's heaps of them. More? I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. Chera's out.
Mm-hmm. I just said that.
He's in the best 22.
Is there an echo yet?
I'm going through I'm asking if they're in their best 22. David Cunningham.
Oh, old
Richie.
Richie. The Fonz.
Is Ed Kurnow still in their best 22?
Probably not.
Sam Durden?
No.
Caleb Marchbank?
Yes, but he's been injured for about 5 years.
He's come back and got injured again.
Yeah.
Jack Martin. Yes. He's a test for this week. Oscar McDonald won't play again this year. Mitch McGovern.
Yes.
Luke Parks.
No.
Mark Pitney.
Mark Pitney. Potentially, yes.
Wiedering. Yes. Zach Williams.
Yes.
So you're only looking at maybe four out of the best 22.
But it's pretty, yeah.
Which is what a lot of clubs are missing at the moment.
Yeah. I reckon Freo beat them.
So Fremantle are missing Blake Akers, who's in their best 22.
Yeah, he's good. He's had a good year.
That O'Driscoll, I reckon, is in their best 22.
Yeah, not now.
But he was outstanding the day down here.
He's developing, but yeah, I don't know.
Sam Switkowski's in their best 22.
He is, yeah, good player.
So that's three.
Yeah.
Josh Tracy?
No.
No, but Dick. Still, they're still missing three.
Dick?
Yes, Dick. Right. What else was I going to ask you?
You had another
couple of other questions for you.
What were they?
One of them was College Asnet, was who...
I think that'd be lunacy to take College Asnet when you have the ideal matchup for him.
But you don't think Henry's playing this week anyway?
No, I don't think he's. If it was me, I'd be very reticent to change the team too much in one go. Now, I don't think Henry would be particularly when you've got De Koning to play on Lynch,
mm-hmm.
and you've got College Asnet to play on Rewalt.
Yep.
They don't have anybody else, really, do they? They have mix and match. Who else have they got?
Well, it depends if they send Blitzarms back or not.
No, I'm talking about Richmond.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about in terms of Geelong.
So Geelong have got options galore. Yeah. So they don't need to rush Henry back.
No.
And I wouldn't be taking out College Asnet because I don't know that you want to put Henry in off a break, off an injury-interrupted pre-season, off only playing about three games for the year and put him on Rewalt.
Yep.
When you've got a battle-hardened College Asnet who's played well on Rewalt previously, including toweling him in a final when Geelong got beaten.
Mm. All right.
And he's in good form, College Asnet.
Yeah.
He's playing well.
He's playing, yeah, he's been solid. You still get a bit nervous when he...
Every now and then you get a sort of slight twitch of the fibres that are sort of gathered around the, you know, the back area.
You're right.
Which Uranus.
You're an idiot.
Uranus. Yeah. Uranus goes... when he gets it every now and then.
Right.
Have you ever had that happen, Keith?
No.
You sure?
Yes. Can I ask you some questions off here?
Oh, yeah. What are
they? Magic Johnson. Oh, welcome, Magic. Do one of College Asnet's Connor or Zach Guthrie need to be omitted for Jack Henry, and if so, who?
No. No.
All right. Daz Broncos, I'll be on the mega-sized tin missile when you do this one, so getting in early. He's actually going to be at the game on...
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's coming out to Australia.
Oh, nice.
Now, I think this is his first time here since pre-COVID.
Right.
So welcome home, Daz. How much credit and or impact on the club do we need to give Steve Hocking at this point for the changes and tweaks that the club have made thus far?
Oh.
All right, given he was...
Surely he's a more... Well, I don't know. How much of it is him? He's a bit more subtle tweaks behind the scenes, aren't they? They're not really front and square type.
Given he was away from the club and came back as a fresh face, is it possible he could be overseeing a Barn type shift in the way things are done that betters the club going forward?
Yes.
While they are in different roles in different times, Barn came in and shifted the loads and thus some philosophies changed too. Hocking has come in and overseen the same. Different coaches, different roles and thus a different game plan, but not to the nuts and bolts level. A long, long protracted re-signing of the coach that perhaps had some directives to Chris Scott that changes need to be made or the current deal now in existence may not have been maintained. He goes, I have zero word inside word of that, by the way, just amusing for thought. However, we got here. I don't think too many had us 9-4 in the top four, so the credit needs to go somewhere, and I reckon he has some fingerprints on it.
Well, the players probably goes to the players. Mm. They keep fronting up. The players, their good players play well, and they're experienced, and they don't seem to lose any interest. I was talking to somebody at the club this week who works at the club, and I just sort of said, oh, great effort by Tom Hawkins to kick 700 goals. And he said, yeah, fantastic. He said, and I said, how's he going in terms of, do you reckon he'll sort of play on? I didn't say it like that, but that's what I was intimating. And he said that Tom Hawkins, he's just like he's 18.
Yeah.
He said he absolutely loves the environment at the moment at the footy club.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're winning, which helps, but he said he doesn't think about it too much. And he said the other thing was that the club are quite good in allowing players like Tom Hawkins, and I'd imagine a few others, potentially Selwood, some of the older guys, that they have a bit of freedom in what they can do.
Yep.
So, you know, they allow them, they're knowing that they're going to do the right thing. They're not doing that with the 18-year-old kid. But so they enjoy the environment the footy club is, A, providing for them and also creating for them with the culture that they've got. So, I he didn't sort of intimate that thinking that Tom Hawkins was going to be given the game away anytime soon.
Yeah. Also from our question list, Howler 41, four wins in a row and players returning from injury, things are going in the right direction. Watch the VFL and happily will bring back Holmes. 20 possessions, 10 tackles, plus his pace is an asset versus the Tigers. I think Jack Henry could use another VFL game. His kicking was about as good as Oscar Pistorius. Oh, it's harsh. Give him another week to find that touch. Tom Hawkins is a great, great man, and I'm still working on naming my yet-conceived son after him. Thought Cooper Stevens played his best game. It was a physical contest. He didn't take a backward step.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't take a backward step. He has a fair bit to work on, which every kid does. But no, he's 100% right. He doesn't take a backward step.
With Holmes, Danger and Rowan likely, Myers would be Bruce Nankervis collar too, but I think he can be the man to take Revolt to the cleaners. Ooh, somebody's on. Is that you, Howler 41?
Cole Jasny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Howler 41?
Oh, he's the perfect matchup for Rewald because he's happy just to go. Rewald's one of those players that doesn't touch the ball a whole lot, but you look down at the score sheet and he's kicked four goals from about six kicks. Cole Jasny is the ideal matchup for Rewald because he's very disciplined mentally. And I don't know that that's the ideal scenario going against Jack Rewald, is to keep yourself in the game all the time and be happy to get three possessions yourself and beat your man. And that's what Cole Jasny can do.
Cats of the Future has asked a lot of questions. We'll just look at one. Watching the West Coast games, it seems we are sticking with keeping an out number on the outside on the assumption our mids can either beat an out number or pressure the contest to force a turnover elsewhere. Kind of like we watched Petrarca walk through contests last year and thought, well, we ain't stopping that. What else can we do? Do you see this standing up against the sides that are beasts at the contest with slightly lesser wings or forwards, Melbourne Fremantle, for example? Geelong's issue is still around the contest.
Yeah, I think their midfield is potentially the one area where they may get found out against some of the good teams. Not when they're on. They just have times when they're not on, and I just wonder against the really, really well-drilled teams.
Yep.
It's an Achilles heel.
Yep. And when Geelong loses momentum, they seem to lose momentum. Like, so West Coast got that momentum from about halfway through the second quarter,
yep.
And Geelong could do, they were power. You just knew every time that West Coast went forward,
powerless.
They were scoring.
Yeah, powerless. Have you got any other questions?
Yeah.
I got one.
Sarah 13. Hi, guys. Given our back line is fairly stable and performing well, what do you think of Henry playing as a midfielder or even rotating forward as a third tall, given he is a good pack mark, which we are lacking?
No.
Nah, he's a defender.
I think he's a defender. Who's written that, Sarah?
Sarah.13, so I don't know whether that's Paul Sarah.
I don't think that he has the sort of game sense to play up the ground. He's a good athlete, and he came to the club as a good athlete, didn't he?
He was a very talented junior athlete.
Yeah, it's taken him to learn the game, and he's very good when somebody else takes him to the pill, and it takes a part of the game reading out of it.
Mm.
He's a very good mark. You're 100% right there. I just don't think he has the sort of, you know, the fast twitch nodes.
Yep.
Have you got any of those, Tom?
No, none.
No, I haven't got many, but he doesn't have that sort of game sense to play in the midfield. And this is my point about Radigalia. I think he's the same. He's athletic.
Yep.
He doesn't read the game that well. There's no position for him up forward. His only option at the moment, and Geelong have no defenders, is give him a crack in defence at VFL level and see what happens.
Yep. Thank you for that, Benny. And hi, guys. What do you make of Cooper Stevens so far? That's from Catters_28.
Plenty to work on. Has a crack. His decision making needs work. But the fact that he does have a crack and his skills are okay at the moment, I think there's plenty to work with. But he is a work in progress, and I think he's one of those blokes that you're going to have to be a little bit patient with. He's going to need to get to 50 games. Before you're starting to see anything that's half consistent. And he'll have some good games in that, and he'll have some bad games. Problem is, where Geelong are at, they can't afford just to give guys games thinking it's all down the track.
Yep.
Whereas Hawthorn are probably giving games. Hawthorn, Collingwood potentially. I'm trying to think of a few other teams who are probably doing the same. Giving players, giving games
Adelaide.
To players, Adelaide, at the expense of winning.
Mm.
Not at the expense of winning, but the result isn't as important as getting games into these kids.
Yep.
Geelong are not in a position to do that. So that's where the balance, they've got to try and find a balance. Or the fact that he's got the last, six games into him is good.
Thanks, Benny.
I've got a couple of questions, King.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Go on.
These are real sort of mind-bogglers.
Right.
Like just really sort of Cheech and Chong-opoly style.
Right.
Can you cry underwater?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course you can.
Do fish get thirsty?
No.
What? Do hummingbirds hum because they don't know the words?
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.